Hello everyone and welcome back to A Cup of English. The title of your podcast today is Analysis Time, A Chinese Revolt. My name is Anna and I bring you podcasts a few times during the week. And you can follow along if you like to read and listen at the same time if you go to acupofenglish.libsyn.com where you can find the text and grammar notes. Thank you for those of you who are sending me comments and emails, and also I invite all of you to join me on my Facebook page, Anna from A Cup of English. So let's get started. Today we'll analyze part of a newspaper article in depth. Wukan, China. The Chinese fishing village that went into open revolt against government control last year held elections on Saturday, an event that some local people said was the first time they'd been able to elect their leaders. After years of resentment about real estate deals between local leaders and businessmen, villagers staged a series of demonstrations. "We will solve the land issue step by step," said Lin, the newly elected chief of the village. "If those efforts to reclaim land come up short, then the experience will have been an empty one," many said. Okay, so there's lots to work with here. We're going to go through sentence by sentence and uncover lots of meanings to some of these words. So let's start with the first sentence. The Chinese fishing village that went into open revolt. Open revolt is when people demonstrate, they express disagreement, they rally together, which means they come together, and they do so in a very public and obvious way. Example: after the votes were counted, the people went to the town hall in open revolt at the result. There has been open revolt in Greece over the government's plans to raise taxes and cut public spending. Number two, the event that. Now this really is talking about the arrangement of a sentence rather than a specific meaning. So if we go back to the first sentence and we see that there was an open revolt against government control last year, they held elections on Saturday, comma, an event that some local people said was the first time they'd been able to elect their leaders. So let me just take you back to where this sentence is divided with a comma, an event that. Okay, something that I noticed here that's important when you're trying to sound fluent and easy with English is the style. The arrangement of the event that is a good stylistic way of adding more information about, in this case, the elections. Many nouns that describe times or events can be reviewed and have more detail added to them. So the arrangement of words reflecting on the event avoids having to make two sentences instead of one, or making one long one that doesn't sound very good. Now let me give you some more details here. I've got lots of examples for you. So instead of saying the Chinese fishing village, blah, 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 held elections on Saturday, comma, which some local people said was the first time, you could say it that way. Or it could be written the Chinese village, and then it goes on to say held elections on Saturday, end of sentence. Then another sentence, some local people said that this was the first time they had been able to elect their officials. The sentence structure in the article is much better than these two sentences. Listen to it again. The Chinese fishing village, where there was a revolt, etc., held elections on Saturday, comma, an event that some local people said was the first time they had been able to elect their officials. So it's the sentence structure that's important here. After the comma, you reflect on the subject again, and you add more detail. This is something that we do a lot in English, and obviously in lots of other languages as well, but it's a way to make your sentences sound very fluent and very native. So let's listen to some other examples. The ball was a magical occasion, comma, a special moment in time that Cinderella would never forget. Let's hear that one again. The ball was a magical occasion, comma, a special moment in time that Cinderella would never forget. Now let me quickly show you how it could have been written in a different way and in a way that doesn't sound that good. The ball was a magical occasion. End of sentence. It was a special moment in time that Cinderella would never forget. Now there's nothing actually wrong with this. They're two perfect sentences. But it just doesn't sound as natural and fluent. There's another way you could write it. The ball was a magical occasion, comma, and was a special moment in time that Cinderella would never forget. You could say that is also a perfect sentence. It's just the structure that I'm getting at. Let's listen to some more. They bought the company in 1902, comma, a decision that changed their lives completely. She sang "We'll Meet Again," comma, a rendition that had everyone standing and applauding. Here's another one. He will analyze the book for a class, comma, a job that most people would hate. We left town in winter of 1988, comma, a season no one will ever forget because of the record snowfall. And one more. Their private conversation was not quiet enough, comma, a mistake that caused a lot of embarrassment. So anyway, I welcome you to look through these sentences again and see how putting a comma in and then in some way referring back to your subject, perhaps using a different noun like a mistake, a job, a rendition, a decision, can give you an opportunity to add more detail and to keep it all in one sentence and sounding smooth. Okay. Number 3, resentment. After years of resentment about real estate deals. Years of resentment. Well, it's a simple word, really. It means anger or holding a grudge or not letting an offense be forgiven or forgotten. Examples. He didn't get the promotion, so he was full of resentment. Another one. The teacher was unfair, and that caused resentment among the students. So that's pretty straightforward, really. How about real estate? That comes up in that sentence as well. After years of resentment about real estate deals between local leaders and businessmen. Real estate is again fairly straightforward, and of course it's used on a daily basis in many circles. It's just property in the form of land or buildings. So here are a couple of examples. She bought good real estate at just the right time. Now it's worth 10 times as much money. Another example. The real estate market is slow at the moment, a sign that the economy isn't healthy yet. Now, I don't know if you've noticed, but the structure of the sentence that I was talking about earlier, I used in this last example. Let me just read that again. The real estate market is slow at the moment, comma, a sign that the economy isn't healthy yet. So I put the comma in and I refer back to the real estate market being slow as a sign, and then I continue to describe it. Number 5, deal. In the article, we're talking about real estate deals between local leaders and businessmen. Okay, so deal is both a verb and a noun. To deal is to hand out cards in a card game. You can be the dealer of the cards. You can also deal a blow, which basically means to punch. That expression is still used figuratively, as in this example. The financial crisis dealt a blow to the car companies. Now that's fine when it comes to business, but it sounds quite old-fashioned to use this expression when you talk about punching someone. It's best just to use punch when you're talking about a person. So a deal, when it comes to the noun, is a business or personal arrangement, like a kind of agreement. Examples: the banks made a deal. The buyers made a successful deal with the sellers. Note that the word dealings, if you've come across that, has a sense of something illegal or secret or unpleasant. Examples: the governor's dealings with oil companies were exposed. The governor's dealings with oil companies were exposed. Or, I don't want to talk about his dealings with the mafia. I don't want to talk about his dealings with the mafia. Number 6. Issue. We will solve the land issue step by step. Issue is a very common word. It's used a lot in conversation, and it means an emotional or psychological problem. It can also just mean an important topic or theme or idea, something that's being discussed, or a disagreement with something. So here's an example of each of those three things. First of all, as an important topic, the issue of raising taxes always causes a lot of discussion and emotion. So that's the issue of raising taxes. It's the important topic of raising taxes. How about an emotional or psychological problem? Here's an example. He disrupts the class, is rude, and doesn't do any work. I think he has serious issues. And finally, when you express disagreement, I have an issue with the way he talks to people. I don't like it, and I think he needs a different approach. I have an issue with the way he talks to people. I don't like it, and I think he needs a different approach. Well, thank you everyone for listening. That's the end of our podcast today. I hope this was useful. Thank you to all of those who are giving me feedback. I love to hear from you. It's important that I know that this is helping you in some way. If you have any suggestions or comments, feel free to email me at acupofenglish@hotmail.com or acupofenglish@live.com. I welcome you to join my Facebook page, Anna from A Cup of English, and if you need an instant download on your smartphone or other mobile device, remember my app is available in iTunes. Until next time, thanks for joining me. Bye-bye.